Recently, a conversation was had where a woman had told us that, well, she was really excited to get her experimental COVID vaccine shot. She had said that she was looking forward to everything going back to normal, that she, like everybody else, was tired of all of this COVID talk, the masks, and the continual warning of what could happen if you did not take one of their vaccinations. So in other words, she was drinking all in that the propagandists were filling her cup up with. When we tried to tell her that many well-known doctors were trying to warn the people on a global scale, she immediately responded with, "Then why isn't it on television?" What she said was right. Why wasn't it and why isn't it on television? But 94% of the people declare that they don't trust the mainstream media. Furthermore, we have over and over again reminded the people that the big tech companies, along with the mainstream media, are working hand in glove with corrupt politicians to sell you both the fear of the invisible enemy and their said resolve with vaccinations. They have been, in fact, censoring any information which blows their false and deceptive narratives out of the water. Apparently, she does not understand that the same ones selling the fear are the same ones, in fact, are the ones selling the vaccinations. These are the same ones manufacturing the death tolls and manipulating test results to tip in favor of setting their false narratives. Friends, this whole war on an invisible enemy, as they have named it, has been nothing but an invasion into our personal lives, as well as a war against our God-given rights. And on top of all of this, Americans are seeing their said governors come out blowing the horn in a favorable light when it comes to playing the salesman on the behalf of the corrupt CDC, as well as for the vaccine companies themselves, when telling their constituents to get vaccinated. Yet, one thing is always missing from every one of the propaganda pieces that they sell to the people. And guess what that is? The truth. Did the mainstream media, the governors, and those that are setting the propagandist narrative tell you about the CDC? That 2,050 are dead following the COVID vaccines? As 300 plus deaths added just this last week? 16 deaths from new J&J shot producing COVID symptoms. Did the mainstream media tell you about the North Carolina college professor dead after Johnson & Johnson experimental COVID shot? Of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you that an entire city is in shock as another Italian professor is dead following the AstraZeneca COVID injection? Of course not. Did the mainstream media, did the governors, did the president of the United States of America, did Bill Gates, did the head of the WHO or Anthony Fauci, did they tell you that the 31-year-old Italian professor dead following the experimental AstraZeneca COVID injection? Of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you about the Kansas City councilwoman dead hours after receiving experimental COVID injection? Again, of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you about the 27-year-old Georgian nurse dead one day after the experimental COVID shot? Again, absolutely not. In Ireland, did the mainstream media tell you about the 9 nursing home residents that died of COVID-19 despite being mRNA vaccinated? Again, of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you about boxing champion Marvin Hagler, who died at the age of 66 after receiving an experimental COVID vaccine? Absolutely not. Did the mainstream media tell you about the 39-year-old surgical technician and the mother who died 4 days after second experimental Moderna COVID mRNA shot? Again, absolutely not. Folks, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. How come they're not telling you the truth of the matter when it comes to these dangerous vaccinations? I end with this. Is it not of interest that there's a 6,000% increase in reported vaccine deaths in the first quarter of 2021, and yet you haven't heard a peep from the mainstream media, from Bill Gates, from the WHO, from the CDC, nor have you heard a peep from these governors and this current administration? It is really something to think about, isn't it? And they're going to push it again. We should be up in just a second. bbsradio.com.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do check it out. I wanted to show you something over there really quick. Do check us out on social media platforms, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What I want to show you is what you just got a little sneak peek on concerning what is happening again. And again, it should come as to no surprise to anybody that's paying attention to what's happening in their country. What's interesting is Tim Brown just posted momentarily ago, friends, that RFK is now selling out to Big Pharma. Pfizer betrays American healthy again. As is promised, as always, be patient, and they expose themselves. Well, that's what patience does, is it's the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself, and it's exactly what we're seeing all over again, folks. You know, I got to tell you right off the bat before we get going here, I hate being the bearer of bad news, but I just met with law enforcement just a little bit ago, and I spent about an hour and a half with this individual, and I just told him, I said, it's amazing to me how those that wanted to be in government, now they're there, they're not doing their job, they're not making reference to the Constitution that condemns the actions of the corrupt that they complain about. And I said, it's the same thing going on in county after county, city after city, state after state across the country. Everybody knows what's happening is completely illegal and unlawfully, and they know who it's coming from, but yet they sit there and act daft, acting as if to suggest that they have no power to right the wrongs. But they would rather sit there and complain about what they tolerate and suffering their abuses. And that's what's happening. And I told him, and I'm telling you too, I said, I don't understand it. I don't understand it for 1 minute. It makes absolutely no sense, because when I look throughout Scripture, I don't care what book I'm in. I'm in Isaiah right now. Justice and judgment. They despised my law. They forsook me. They didn't obey me. Therefore, I'm going to give them over. They're going to be subject to the tyrant of the day, to this king, to that king. Again, and they're going to basically eat the pill. They're going to swallow the pill. And it's what we're dealing with in this country. So without exasperating that point, I do want to say that, folks, the power is still in your hands to do the right thing. And the good news is that you still have the power today to do something about it. And if you don't want to do anything about it, I've heard you say this a million times, but is it true? Yeah, it's true. If you don't want to do anything about it, are things going to get worse? Absolutely. Absolutely. Just talked to a guy yesterday. He's probably the only guy in the country that knows what he knows as well as he does concerning censorship that's going on in the United States of America. And he said, and we're going to have him on tomorrow, by the way, but he had told me in short, I'm going to give it to you in short order, that what's going on in the courts concerning the censorship is the government's protecting big tech, and big tech's protecting big government concerning their crimes of censorship and violating our First Amendment rights. That's how government is doing what it's doing today, friends. It's called a fascist state. It's nothing new under the sun. I just read it in Isaiah 28 yesterday. As a matter of fact, when you get a moment, read the whole chapter. It's fantastic. It's a covenant of death. The Lord said it, that it will be disannulled. It's either going to be disannulled by his people or it's going to be disannulled by him. The one is first, the second one, when it comes into play by him, is the second, because he didn't choose to do the first. Again, that's where we're at today. But what I want you to do is I want you to go over and I want you to look at the time and effort that Tim makes in posting 13 to 15 articles from contributors all over the country. The numbers have gone up significantly, and I want to tell you why. It's because we've taken the ads off, and I'm happy that we did just that. But when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go ahead, check out the schedule. We're going to have some new dates up there pretty soon here for you. We're just kind of waiting until Christmas passes. But do check out the schedule. Also, check out the store. Your orders will go out tomorrow morning, and please, let's do it before rather than later, earlier than latter, because I don't want to get stuck right before Christmas with all these orders and trying to get them to the post office before you would like to have them. So the sooner you order them, the sooner they're going to get to you. And we say 2 to 3 days. The USPS says 3 to 5 days. But with that, friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It has everything that you need there. Also, go over to SOL Radio. And when you go over to that page, what does it do? It shows you exactly who we are and what it is that we have been doing for the last 25 years. And it does nothing but bear the fruit to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. So check that out when you get a moment. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page as well. Subscribe. Also, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. The number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to show you something, and I want you to understand that this is only going to increase. Over the last couple days, I have taken the time in making reference to a post of a guy by the name of Vincent James, and I'm not beating this old drum. Nope, it's going to be a brand new one again, up and coming here. But what's interesting to note is he said, "Is this what we voted for?" And now what he's talking about, of course, is all these illegals that have been brought in under the Biden administration, you've been led to believe, that somehow or another, they're all going to be exported, right? And keep in mind, the government today and the mainstream media is trying to tell you, in response to the deportations that are going to take place under Donald Trump, this is just one point, it may take 6 to 10 years to do that. Well, that's interesting, because when you look at Operation Wetback, which was brought to us, or should I say to the illegals back in the 50s by yours truly, Mr. Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, it only took him 2 to 3 years to deport all of them. Why would it take up to 6 to 10 years? Why are we being told this, friends? Well, keep in mind, they're giving cover. They're accomplices to the crime that they attempt to give cover to concerning the conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9. But now let me go back to this. I just wanted to throw that in there while I was finding this. But when you look at this, this is from Vincent James. He said, Holman just said one extremely violent criminal will be deported, and Trump backtracked on DACA. Of course he did, because the American people still haven't figured out that they're all the same team. They all have the same jerseys on, okay? With that, he said, so then, acting like a fool, so the 10 million that crossed under Biden get to stay, DACA stays the same, and Trump administration is stocked with gays and Zionists? Well, let me ask you something. Okay, so you're sitting there highlighting the crimes of what? You're highlighting the crimes of those that you tolerate concerning their crimes. Going back to my conversation with law enforcement this morning, it's interesting. I told them, did you know that the 300, there's a new census, 343 million people in this country. Do you know that 86% profess to be Christians? And I said, isn't it interesting that, and I said, this is facts, 1.7% of the population are the ones that are being used to destroy the 343 million. And the 343 million sit back and they let them do it. Why wouldn't they do it, folks? I mean, that's why they're doing it, right? Yeah, makes sense. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Kerry Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blowing the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, read the whole chapter, it's fantastic, on what is being, again, suppressed. And I just highlighted the fact that the conservatives that put in Donald Trump, now they're complaining about Donald Trump. And isn't it interesting that he said, so he's saying that Donald Trump is backtracking on deporting the illegals. Now it went from that to just the violent ones. Wait a second. How come Donald Trump, in making America great again, how come, in again, reiterating the point that he's going to go ahead and he's going to drain the swamp, how come he's not going after Joe Biden or Kamala Harris? How come he's not going back on all of those agencies that committed the act of treason against we the people by alluring the illegals in the first place? Because they just made him the person of the year, the man of the year. These people still have their eyes shut so tightly that, again, they could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And why wouldn't they want to see it? Because they know what they're guilty of. That's why they lie. Why do they lie? Because they know the truth. It's common sense. Let me show you something and let me string something together here for you. Okay, so the conservatives said, now yesterday's liberals, right? Matthew 5:13. The conservatives now complaining about what Donald Trump said and now what he's backtracking on. okay? And I continuously try to show you this, but again, if you don't want to listen to it, you're going to be brought to the circumstance. You're going to be subjected to it sooner or later. The truth that you didn't want to deal with concerning the crimes of corrupt politicians, you're going to deal with their corruptions sooner enough because you're going to be, by force, through a totalitarian system of government, you're going to be made subject to these people. And I'm telling you, friends, I'm not going down that road by the grace of God in Jesus' name. Okay? But let me string something together for you. Just consider the fact that the conservatives are now complaining about Trump backtracking on deporting these illegals. I want you to see this just to show you it's all scripted nonsense. Look at this. Donald Trump, this is coming from his account, okay? The real Donald Trump. No one can answer why we subsidize Canada to the tune of over $100 million a year. Makes no sense. Many Canadians want Canada to become the 51st state. They would save massively on taxes and military protection. I think it's a great idea, a 51 or 51st state, said Donald Trump. Okay, what he just did by evading the truth and the facts, once again, the opposite of what he promised to do. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that this is what they tried to push under criminal George Bush and his criminal incumbency? And what am I talking about? I'm talking about NAFTA. Remember how they wanted to pull down the border between Canada and Mexico? Well, guess what Donald Trump is saying is a great idea. Guess who's also responsible for bringing all these illegals into the country, friends? I mean, folks, they're all in it together. There is no getting around what's happening here. Hey, Roosevelt, again, told us in the 30s that if it happens, it was first planned. And he was talking about what takes place in politics, okay? So here we are. Oh, and speaking of illegals, I want you to see this because these are the criminals that they're being that are being allured into America. I want you to understand again, and I'm talking to the responsible party, the law, the government. I'm talking to you, Americans. You are the government. You are the law. And I just want to let you know that your representatives, and if you had that that in order and you had your perspective right and taken responsibilities, your said representative government would not act the way that they act today. But because you act the way that you act, they do what they do. Okay, and they love it. And again, how do they do what they do? You have to believe their deceptive lies that the mainstream media pushes, and that's what they do all day long. But do understand this, folks, concerning the illegals and making the point that if an illegal is allured into this country, listen to me carefully. If an illegal is allured into this country, which the governors of states, the federal and state governments work hand in glove, okay, there's no getting around it, okay? If a crime is committed by one of these illegals, federal statute condemns the representative that allured them into the country, and that said representative is responsible for the crime that was committed against an American. That is called treason. Okay, I wish people would do their due diligence. And then on top of doing their due diligence and then holding these accountable on a personal level, okay? Hey, if you don't take it to them on a personal level, friends, do you realize that they're just going to use taxpayers' money to defend themselves and then work in a system that's there to protect them from the crimes that they're guilty of committing against we the people? I think most people are aware of that now. Matter of fact, I just talked to a guy yesterday on the phone out on the East Coast talking about that very thing. The judges are protecting the corrupt in government. That's called a fascist state. And then what do? When they're found out, then they go out and they begin to attack or they distract so they can go on concerning the crimes that they commit. Read Amos 3:3. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. And then the Lord asks the question, 94:16. And again, it's all over Scripture. Read Amos 5:15. Read Isaiah 26, verse 9. Jeremiah 9:24. These are the answers. America's, this is the answer. 343 million people. Why are you putting up with the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population? Do you not see them now alluring illegals into this country where they're guilty of committing crimes against you and your family? And, oh, we've just seen just the tip of the iceberg because you can rest assured things are going to get a lot worse. Oh, rest assured. And they're just going to, just like Pontius Pilate did, or Pontius Pilate, however you want to say his name, when he put his hands in the water and he wanted to play innocent concerning the crucifixion of Christ, that's what these politicians are allowed to do too. They just don't realize they're committing suicide, but in the process, it would be good for the American people to put a stop to it before he put his hands in the water. Remember how he washed his hands and he wanted to act like he was innocent of the blood of this just man? Not at all. Not at all. His wife even had dreams and she told him, do not have anything to do with this holy man, this just man. But he did it anyways, didn't he? Yep. And at the end of the day, he was sent into exile as he betrayed the truth. He was sent into exile, or guess what he did, friends? Just like Judas, you know, you want to kiss the people and you want to betray them at the same time. Listen to me carefully concerning the point that I just made, that politicians love to kiss the people. Do you know that while they're kissing you, they're betraying you? Do you know that the Bible tells us that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul? Do they ever tell you hard things, friends? Do they ever make reference to the law? Do they ever condemn the criminals once they get into position? Absolutely not. I mean, the American people today have been so dummied down. Another point to make, that somehow or another, they're sitting back watching treasonous Joe Biden pardon all these criminals in the United States. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, and the American people think that he really has the right to do that. No, like I said yesterday, nobody has the right to break God's law in this country, people. My goodness gracious. Not that I have any goodness within myself, but I am just embarrassed concerning the stupid people in this country, because that is exactly what they are. And you can say it's name-calling all that you want to. It's not name-calling, it's absolutely truth. And the word has definition. Stupid, dull, and insensible. Not only is Joe Biden given pardons to his crackhead son that's committed the act of treason over and over and over again, and the American people are giving him a pass, but did you see this? This is in the state of Minnesota alone. Sheriff calls Biden's commutation of notorious Duluth drug dealer concerning and frustrating. You want to tell me something, friends? Why would Joe Biden... Why would he be pardoning the likes of a notorious drug dealer in Minnesota? Don't sit there and tell me the FBI. I'm not talking about all of them. They operate in a compartmentalized fashion. There's good guys in the FBI, though it's an unconstitutional agency. But don't sit there and tell me that the CIA and the FBI are not drug running, friends, when we all the well know that they are. That's exactly why he got the pardon. And then again, what are the American people? Oh, he's got the right to do it. Really? He's got the right to break the law now. Really? Is that what he promised to do? It's called treachery, friends. He's unfaithful in his oath. And the fact of the matter is, I guess the people in the country are unfaithful toward in their oaths towards the Lord as well. That's why they give him a pass. Because somehow or another, it justifies their inaction. It justifies their crimes. Not on the day of judgment, folks. Read Acts 17:31 when you get a moment. Speaking of the illegals, I wanted you to see this. I want you to see it, and I want you to look at it. And I want you to listen to me. An illegal alien, allured in by your government, wanted in Florida for, of course, allegedly... filming himself raping a child in America. I wonder where the men are in that county. I wonder where they're at. I'm telling you right now, and I'll say it again, I'm not going to put up with it. I am not going to put up with it. Hey, folks, when you see this nonsense and you still sit there, you're inviting destruction. We'll be right back. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism, is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. Yep. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I want to show you something really quick just so you can see for yourselves. This is the Washington Post. Americans don't trust the Supreme Court. And then the headline goes on, that's dangerous. See, what they're doing, friends, is they're trying to show you that the old system of government in this country doesn't work. That's not the issue. It's the problem we're having is the old system, the laws found within the Constitution, they're all being redacted because they're out of sight and out of mind in the minds of the American people. And the church sits back and allows it to happen. Again, it's not the Church of Jesus Christ. It's the children of the apostates. But now you have reports coming out that the Americans don't trust the Supreme Court. I think there's a real low percentage of the American people that allegedly trust the courts. Well, folks, they're as corrupt from the top of their heads to they are to the soles of their feet. And I know over and over from conversation after conversation, friends, people are tired of the corruption in the system of government. And this is exactly, which I've said so many times, this is exactly why vigilante justice is on the rise. Isn't it interesting how the courts will condemn a man for doing the job that they should have done when they had the opportunity to do it? But the person that commits the crime somehow or another leans into that individual, that criminal, the transgressor of law, somehow comes up with a false sense of mercy. And yet the guy that brought justice, we need to condemn him, but the criminal, we don't need to condemn him. Folks, that's a sad place to be. When you look at Proverbs 17:15, it tells us that that is an abomination in the face of the Lord. They want to, in short, they want to show you the system of government doesn't work. When I was talking to my friend today in law enforcement, I said to him, I said, here, let me just say it this way. Are you sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments? And he looked at me and I said, well, then just get back to God's 10. And it was like a light turned on, like I never thought about that before. Hey, folks, we don't need more laws. We need the old ones enforced. Okay, we need good men in office to do their job. And when the people figure out that they're being lied to through polling by the mainstream media that create the polls 24/7, and then they deliver you the results from the media, again, that you don't believe in, when the American people really mean it and say enough is enough, we're going to have our guy that we vote in to represent we the people by upholding the law. We're not going to play these games anymore, right? That you've been playing with our freedoms far too long. No, we're going to hold you accountable. That's when it all ends. That's when it all ends. During the end of the last segment, I highlighted the fact that we have an illegal alien wanted in Florida for filming himself raping a child. See, that's what they do in that country. And you guys all well know we've played video after video after video after video. And what are they doing? They're alluring these criminals, these felons. Matter of fact, we have reports, friends, that in some countries, complete prison systems have been emptied as long as they promise to go into the United States of America. And keep in mind, friends, that's not happening by chance. They're bargaining with corruption in the highest offices of this land to do so. Right at the beginning of Treasonous Joe's criminal tenure, we had played a video for you all. A reporter was on the southern border and they were all coming into America by force, and they were asked why they were heading towards America, and they found out that the cartel and the said president of Mexico were on the horn with Joe Biden driving them into America. So again, this isn't happening by chance. And by the way, when you go over to Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, it says, a nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. No, even going so far as to rape them. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 5. Matter of fact, when you get a moment, go to Deuteronomy 28, start in verse 15 and go to 68, and you can see what you're in for, Americans. Again, some will say, well, Bradley, why are you always pushing that message? Because that's the message Americans apparently want to hear, because they didn't hear the first 14 scriptures, that when those that hearken unto the Lord, they listen carefully to him and they keep his commandments painstakingly, and they observe his statutes and they keep his commandments and they bring judgment forth. Them are the people that are going to be partakers of the righteousness and peace that the Lord promised us. Those promises aren't given to the disobedient. And as I said yesterday, friends, you know who's going to pay the price for all of this? The innocent are, because of the guilty. I'm sick and tired of people calling themselves conservative Christians and patriots when in fact they have no idea of what the definition is. They're just saying it because that's what everybody else is saying, and then they act accordingly. So anyways, you get the point here. I wanted to show you this as well. You know, the Bible talks about what's going to happen in Jeremiah 32, 34. It says, but they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. Okay? I want you to see this, because this is what the mainstream media wants to normalize. I want to say it again. I'm just teeing this up. These are the crimes that they want to normalize. Notice how it first started in the church, lowering the law. They rid the law. God's moral law. Yet grandma tells us back in 60, all the way up until 1963, it was always the law and the prophets on every Sabbath, she said. She lived to be 98 years old. She was born in 1914. I'm talking about my wife's grandma. Okay, that's all a thing of the past in the minds of the people. And it's interesting, too, the Bible says that when someone's born again, that these laws are going to be written in their hearts and their minds, but yet they're at work against the law. So it shows you that they're not, again, born of the Spirit of God. They're at war with the Spirit of God because they are in operation. They are sons of disobedience, and the prince of the power of the air just happens to be their daddy. And we can see that, in fact, because of the spirit that they push and operate in. And what am I talking about? The spirit of Antichrist. Now, I want to show you this again. I want you to share this with the people. This is what's happening in downtown Orlando. I don't want you to think that this is the majority. I do want to tell you that this is the little leaven in the lump that needs to be purged, and it needs to be purged by the people. These are crimes that are being committed in the pulpits. And again, remember, the government's behind this, the mainstream media is behind this, because the more I can demoralize you, the more I can control you. Look at this abomination.
Morning, y'all. My name is Rushing Kimball. My pronouns are he, him, his. I have the privilege of serving as the pastor of Broadway United Methodist Church in downtown Orlando. And also my drag name is still a work in progress. So if you have any ideas, just please let me know. There's one floating around, but I'm not going to share that one with you. But I'm still taking other suggestions.
You know what, folks? I want to say this again for the record. You have to feed that monster. This is a prime example of what I'm talking about. You may tolerate it, but I can guarantee you it. And what's going to back up my guarantee? The Word of God. That the Lord will not tolerate this. These men acting in such a fashion, they are feeding that monster. And to suggest that they're in the pulpit preaching the Word of God, you know what they're doing, folks? They're doing their best to dismantle the Word of God. That's all they're doing. They're perverse. They foam out their own shame, as Scripture tells us. The Bible says that they will wax worse and worse, deceived and being deceived. That's exactly what's going on. Why are the people in the church today putting up with this? Just want to say it again, folks. That's what the children of the apostate, folks, is all about. We are so far off the grid concerning who we are as the Lord's people in this country that we need to get back to it. If this book doesn't bring forth prophetic understanding, number one, this is the map of you are here. This is it. We're in front of it, not behind it. We still have the time to right the wrongs before the Lord, and that's what he commands us to do. That's this book, and it covers literally 100 different topics concerning what we're dealing with. And it all comes back to one thing, judgment and justice upon what it is that you're tolerating. That's it. Nothing more. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. It's not a debate, friends. It's not a clouded issue. Justice guards our liberties, period. And if we don't want to bring justice, this is what we're going to get. I wanted to show you this too. This is happening in Minnesota under the sodomite. And there's no question about it. He is a vile pedophile. We're talking about Tim Walz, who did not get voted in by the people of the state. He's not even from the state. Look at this. Female inmates are forced to share shower with biological male at Shakopee Women's Prison. I can tell you right now, that's all somebody has to do is stand up and go after the governor, number one, and anybody else that's involved with enforcing this criminal activity, because it is criminal activity. That's what needs to happen. Oh, Bradley, I don't know about all of that. I know you don't. And you're a believer, right? You're a believer that hasn't taken the time to read the Bible that you say that you believe in. Isn't that amazing how that doesn't work for you? If you have no results and you're an empty branch, nigh unto burning, as the Word of God tells you, don't you think you should probably get your wits about you and ask the Lord to open up your eyes and open up your ears, because there's still people in this country that are taking it to the enemy. And what happens when they take it to the enemy? Exclusive Ohio school district to pay $450,000 to the teacher who was fired for not playing along with the abominable sodomites. Who won? The teacher that didn't go along and pretend with the abominable criminals found within the schools of America. Guys, can I just talk to the new people for a moment? Do you know how many times I was beaten down by the mainstream media saying that I was lying, saying it was about the kids? Where are all these sodomites, all of these pedophiles committing crimes in where are they being found? In schools, what are they doing? Committing crimes against children, trying to normalize the crime. We'll be right back. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber. Okay, so I named or titled the show today, forgot to tell you, I did. Whenever we get phone calls, folks, I make it your show. That number's 281-845-4704, unless it's just absolutely certain that we stay the topic, which I like to do, because I usually go off on these little bunny trails all day long. But I want to let you know, if you want to call in, please do. I got a couple more things I want to show you that I didn't show you yesterday. 281-845-4704. Again, it's one of those, it's happening all day long, folks. I want to show you this so you can see what's going on for your own eyes and your own ears to receive what it is that I need to convey to you. Ready?
Bad news to share with you. Our beloved friend and co-anchor, Anna Orsini, passed away unexpectedly last week.
Anna had been here at 13 News since June of 2023, and we are devastated by this loss.
News anchor Carson Currier breaking down in tears, announcing the death of colleague Anna Orsini.
It is wonderful to have Anna Orsini next to me here from here on out.
Yeah.
For the long haul.
Yeah, forever. We're never leaving. We're just going to be matching together every single day moving forward.
Carson emotionally shared the...
Okay, so you guys see that, right? This is happening all across the boards. It's happening everywhere you look, every direction. Those that were censored and suppressed were right when they said, if you take this bioweapon, they say, don't call it a vaccine. I'm guilty of that. But interesting enough, they want you to call it a bioweapon. But the minute you take it, there's no going back, say they. Yesterday, I had highlighted some more. The day before, I highlighted some more people that were passing away. The day before that, I highlighted more people that were passing away unexpectedly. I gave you information concerning a family member of mine and his mother. I gave you more information concerning another individual that was found outside about 3 weeks ago. Folks, it's every direction, okay? And guess what they all have in common? You got it. They took the shot. So this is what I wanted you to see, because one of the things that I brought up yesterday was that people think I brought up Elon Musk, the Satanist, and I had shared with you that where are people getting the notion or the idea that Elon Musk created the Tesla? Because he didn't, right? And then I brought it over to Bill Gates, and I said, where are you getting the idea he's the one that created those Microsofts and those computers? Because guess what, friends? He didn't. And the question I have for you is, who told you that? Okay? Aside of that, that's what I shared with you yesterday. But what I want you to get for today is this. Here's an interview with Bill Gates. One of the questions, and I believe she asks it. I watched this 2 days ago. I may have lost or faltered at some of the information she's going to bring, but she'll update us here in just a moment. But the question that I have is, when did he become a doctor? When did he become a certified doctor? I'm curious. When did he become a representative to speak on the behalf of those that are selling you these dangerous vaccines? Especially knowing all the well, he's the one that said we need to depopulate through the use of vaccinations. That's what he said, okay? And the mainstream media is trying to cover for him again. Too bad. We got the videos. I think a good portion of the people out there have already seen this several times. But I want to go ahead and I want you to see this interview, because I thought it was pretty fascinating, because this woman, she didn't pull any punches. She just said what needed to be said when she was talking to stuttering, lying, madman Bill Gates. And friends, again, that's not name calling. That's just the truth of the matter. Really what it comes down to is I'm just saying what most people are thinking, right? Let's check this out. This is crazy.
Contributed to the world.
I'm not sure if you're aware, but I created the world's most popular computer operating system.
No, of course. But as we all know, it wasn't actually you who created it. As a matter of fact, the predecessor of Windows, MS-DOS, was created by Gary Kildall, which you then basically stole from him for a couple of dollars.
It's not just development. There's a whole lot of important factors to running an enormously successful company like Microsoft.
So then let's leave the computer world for a moment. You have been a major spokesperson for COVID vaccines during the pandemic.
Yes.
What exactly makes you a computer engineer who didn't even program his initial product himself a valid representative of the pharmaceutical industry?
I have read a lot of books about that
yes,
topic.
Yes, but how does that...
Wait a second. And met with specialists from the field all over the world.
Mr. Gates, with all due respect, how do you feel about it now? Now that it's becoming more and more evident that the medication you were promoting whilst having heavily invested in it yourself, thus making billions of it...
This is not how the world works.
...has caused countless injuries, side effects, and death.
That's a very immature way of looking at it, quite frankly.
So here's my final question to you. Is this a behavioral pattern?
What do you mean exactly?
Taking technology from other people that you don't understand, selling a product full of bugs, causing massive damage and profiting from it in a spectacular...
Okay, so anyways, this is this woman that put this together. And again, it's someone that had the intestinal fortitude to actually confront the man. And I want to say he's not a man. He's a devil. He is the devil incarnate. He is one of them. One of the things that I noticed probably, I'm guessing, 20 years ago, I remember noticing Feinstein, Diane. She's in hell now where she belongs. She was a great con. She committed the act of treason against the American people time and time again in California, and she was permitted and tolerated by the people of the state. We see this all over the country. But one of the things that I noticed after doing all of the history, that the lessons that I've taken and seeing the actual interviews, even going back to some of the trials that were taking place after Adolf Hitler's massacre, I was noticing that his cabinet, per se, they all had this eerie countenance about them. And I noticed it on Mrs. Diane Feinstein. And I'm noticing it more and more and more again. I mean, just because we weren't around in the 30s for the most part, we still get to partake with the same spirit that was in those devils back in the 20s and the 30s. It's alive and well again in these madmen. And they're alive and well in these madmen because the people don't deal with them. The crimes that Bill Gates is responsible for, the crimes that Donald Trump is responsible for, the crimes that Joe Biden is responsible for, and Anthony Fauci, the list goes on, the CDC, the WHO, the NIH, you get the point. And they're still re-engaging now to attack on a different day, and the people know it, okay? That's all I can say about that. I did want to get to one more thing I forgot to tell you. I had brought up that people in Utah, they wanted to ban the Bible. Here's another show of victory for the people that were willing to stand up. And my friend Lori had actually brought it up, and I appreciate the fact that she did. But what was interesting is I noticed that the Utah primary schools were banning the Bible for vulgarity and violence. I'm not even kidding you. Hey, folks, go on Facebook now. They are getting very licentious. They're showing stuff they've never showed before. As Donald Trump comes back in to reoccupy the People's White House, it's a whole different tone. It's a whole nother level of debasedness. And, folks, they're basically going through YouTube and Facebook and all these other big tech companies. Everything goes except the Bible and the Constitution. Let me tell you this, and I want to say it one more time today on today's show. My feet are upon the rock of the Word of God and the Constitution. By the grace of God, I am not moving. And you are about to learn another history lesson, bad guys, that when you aim yourself, all politics aimed at the Word of God and His children, you're going to learn the hard way that it's you that is self-destructing, not those that you are aiming at. This is about you bringing a curse upon yourself. Now, it's interesting that they said it's got vulgarity and violence, yet in a public school, look what they're teaching them. Murder your baby. Men can be with men. Women can be with women. It's not real history. The history and the science books are being changed. No problem with any of that. The only thing anybody's got a problem with is when you're standing up and doing the right thing. They hate the lights. Here's the good news that I forgot to share with you. You ready for this? It shows you again what happens when the people stand up. Utah District returns Bible to school libraries after reversal of parent-led ban. In other words, the people stood up. And why did the people stand up? Because they realized, listen to me carefully, after doing 365 public high schools in 25 different states, it's always one or two creepy teachers in the school that are the problem. It's always the one or two creepy teachers that are tolerated by the people to go ahead and assail everything that we are, and the media is right there to help back them up. But what happens when the school district and the parents stand up? Not that you should have your kids in a public school anyways, but what happens? We win. That's it. Hey, folks, on a good note, we win when we're willing to fight for it. We win. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.